Rudimental, of course, played Belsonic at the weekend. Their debut album, Home, came out back in 2013, not only launching their own careers worldwide, but also the careers of the likes of John Newman, you got Ella Eyre, and of course, MNEK as well. They're back with a brand new album in just a few weeks called We The Generation, and I caught up with them before they played Belsonic.
Lads, back in Ireland after only 4 weeks. Obviously gearing up in a couple of weeks, we got a brand new album. Everybody's excited for it, but how does this compare to last time? Like, is there a lot less nerves now because you've done this before?
We played here before on our first album, yeah, and it was amazing. And I think, like, for us, just it's like the new album, we've been working on it for 2.5 years now, and it's like getting close to release, so like, we're just like ready to go, and like we're playing the new songs in the set. So it's just exciting for us across the board, really.
Yeah, I think it's more excitement than nerves. Just can't wait to show all the new music with everyone. We've been playing it live, as Piers said, but a lot of people haven't heard it actually on the record yet. So can't wait for September the 18th when it comes out and everyone can hear the new music.
We've been hearing it. It's all over our playlist and we're absolutely loving it at the moment. With you guys as well, it seems like you understand your responsibility now in some ways to bring light to new acts that a lot of people haven't seen before. You know, you see kind of a lot of features and all that sort of stuff, and as people grow, they tend to go for the big names and keep trying to hit the big names, and with Leanne, of course, LaHavis and all that sort of stuff, you've done that with this one, but still, there's so many names on there that people have never heard before. So is that something that you do kind of feel responsibility for?
Yeah, no, we definitely like to give a platform to up-and-coming vocalists and new talent. With the first album, we sort of set off the careers of the likes of John Newman, Ella Eyre, MNEK, Becky Hill, Sinead Harnett, loads of people. And the new album's kind of doing a similar thing, launching people like Anne-Marie and Will Hurd, who are actually on tour with us as well. So it launches them on the record in their own careers, and also as a live act as well, they get to grow and become an artist on tour with us as well. So it sort of leaves them in the best possible way, sort of after a couple of years of being with us, let them go and have their own careers and be stars in their own right.
And were they asking for that? Were they like, please, come on, give us the chance, give us the chance?
It was more us just finding the right talent and inviting them along, and obviously they're very grateful, as we're grateful to have them and come on a journey with us. So, yeah, no, they're both like stars as well. When you watch them tonight, Will Hurd and Anne-Marie are just, they're stars in their own right already, so they're going to be more than ready when it's time for them to go on their own and have their own careers.
In terms of these live shows, people who haven't seen them before, what can they expect from Rudimental Live? What is that feature?
A lot of people on stage having fun, playing electronic music live, playing songs from our album, not just playing drum and bass, playing funk, soul, reggae, house. The influences with our live show is like so massive. Like, we're really influenced by like old funk bands like Sly and the Family Stone, and I guess, you know, it's an experience that that not a lot of bands do really. And we're living this DJ era, and you know, our show is about positive vibes and soulful music.
And what did, because you mentioned the DJ era that we are living in at the moment, that is what we are living in. I mean, if you look at the charts, and not even the charts as well, beyond that, it is DJs and then, of course, features, and that launches them as well and all that. So what do you think brought that on? What do you think the change was, the shift was in the last few years?
Electronic music has really taken a storm around the world. Like, call it EDM, call it whatever you want. I mean, electronic music's actually been around since the 70s, since they first invented, you know, keyboards. But I feel like it's a good thing, you know. Like, we come from a DJ background as well. There's, you know, I guess the DJ producer role has kind of really become the artist now, you know, and that's kind of what we are as well. So we're completely in support of producers, you know, doing well. And I think it's a healthy thing for electronic music, man. You know, because it can shine light on people like us. So, you know, you've got like the producer DJ on his own, and then you've also got four producers, songwriters that also play instruments. You know, there's our side of it. So it's good to just have, you know, like all types of music, you get different strands, you know.
And is there anything with the last album that moving into this one you didn't achieve on the last that you wanted to achieve with this? Be it something, you know, post-release, or be it with something actually on the album itself?
I think the last album was a little bit more rushed. Home. We didn't have that long to sort of go over everything and refine it quite the way we wanted to. I mean, it was amazing how it was. If we had a little bit more of time, we'd have just refined it a little bit more.
Yeah.
With a new album, we finished it probably about 3-4 months ago. So we've actually had some time to actually get into everything and get into the mixes fully and just refine everything. So,
are you ever happy though? That's
no.
We just handed it in on Tuesday, and I tell you what, I could have gone back in the studio with everyone this week and tweaked it even more. But
yeah,
you know, we handed it in and we're so proud of it. It's like thank you. It's a real, like, you know, snapshot of us growing as a band. You know, like from the album one. And that sound, and how we're, you know, we're better musicians because we've been a band for 3 years now. We've worked with some amazing legends like George Clinton, Max Romeo, Bobby Womack, the late Bobby Womack.
Talk about that Bobby Womack track, because yeah, that is absolutely amazing that that's on this album.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. It was. We met him at Jules Holland three or four years ago, and he came up to us and was like, I love your show, and we were like, we love you. So we kind of had like a connection there. And he sent an a cappella like about 5 months before he passed away, that he was, he was writing on one of our beats, and he sent us an a cappella, and then he passed away, and we worked on it, and it was one of his wishes for us to work on the a cappella. So, and it just turned out to be an amazing piece of art that we're really proud of, because it's something in like 20 years time we can look back and go, wow, we did a track with a vocalist like Bobby Womack, you know, like one of the greatest vocalists of, you know, the 70s and 80s, you know, he's amazing. So it was a real moment for us, definitely.
And it's been an incredible summer. Obviously, you've been touring and all that sort of stuff. And then, of course, playing Wembley with Ed. That must have been incredible. We were taken over by Ed here with his Crow Park shows. So what was that like? That must have been a ridiculous, ridiculous thing.
Yeah, that was amazing to sort of take our full show to Wembley Stadium. We've actually played there before. So we've experienced it once before. But to support Ed there was pretty insane. We actually did a month around the States with Ed as well, supporting Ed. So done an arena tour around the States, seeing the whole of America, which is pretty crazy, and seeing all the different states and the different cultures and the crazy different people and stuff. That was amazing. So yeah, no, Wembley Stadium, that was definitely a special moment of this summer. Definitely one to remember, and hopefully one day we'll be doing a Wembley of our own.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I mean, obviously, because you're friends with Ed and all that sort of stuff, Bloodstream, all that. It must be a real proud moment as well, seeing your friends do well, because there is a real community kind of happening in the English music scene at the moment.
Yeah, I think, like, we've kind of watched him do his thing around the world, especially with his second album. It's definitely a proud moment, like, for British music. And I mean, you know, him as a performer, I can't remember the last person that owned a stage on his own with a guitar. You know, like, he really can take control of like 80,000 people and give them a great show on his own, and it's really, really amazing to watch. So, you know, it's inspiring. So, like, it's great to have meet people like that and bounce ideas off each other and work with him.
Amen. Well, we can't wait for the full album to come out. We The Generation, very exciting few weeks and very exciting few months, I'm sure, ahead as well.
Yes.
So congratulations on it, because the tracks so far have been incredible. I'm sure the rest are amazing.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.